In the world we have trouble. Christ said of himself, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth, I came not to send peace, but a sword." The Prince of Peace, he was yet the cause of division. He who came to proclaim glad tidings opened a controversy that burns deep and arouses intense passion in the human heart. And he warns his followers, "Ye shall be betrayed both by parents, and brethren, and kinsfolks, and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death." Every reproach and cruelty that Satan could instigate human hearts to devise has been visited on the followers of Jesus. The carnal heart is still at enmity with the law of God. The world is no more in harmony with the principles of Christ today than in the days of the apostles. The same hatred that prompted the cry, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" still works in the children of disobedience. The same spirit which in the dark ages consigned men and women to prison, to exile, and to death, which conceived the torture of the Inquisition, which planned and executed the massacre of St. Bartholomew, and which kindled the fires of Smithfield, is still at work. The proclamation of the gospel has ever been carried forward in the face of opposition, peril, and suffering. Reproach and persecution have separated many from earthly friends, but never from the love of Christ. Never is the tempest-tried soul more dearly loved by his Savior than when he is suffering reproach for the truth's sake. Christ stands by his side. When he is confined within prison walls, Christ cheers his heart with his love. When he suffers death for Christ's sake, the Savior says to him, "They may kill the body, but they cannot hurt the soul. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed. For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight, RSV.